And welcome to Salem State's podcast, Viking Sports Today, exploring Salem State sports. We are producing this podcast under the direction of Dr. Casey Bloom and the Recreation, Outdoor, and Event Management Concentration in the Sport and Movement Science Department at Salem State University in Salem, Massachusetts. In recognition of Black History Month, Salem State Athletics talked to the women's ice hockey head coach, Coach Ray Kizzy, and women's basketball players Abuck Tang and Arnedia Gonzalez, who encourage us to celebrate African American cultures and their contributions. In honor of Black History Month, we recognize and celebrate the contributions, achievements, and resilience of African American individuals throughout history. This month serves as a time to reflect on the struggles, triumphs, and cultural impact of the African American communities throughout history. Let us use this opportunity to educate ourselves, celebrate achievements, and continue the journey towards equality and justice for all. Starting off our recaps for this past week. On Wednesday, February 14th, Salem State women's basketball player Kylie Yates notched a career-high 33 points while dishing out 8 assists to lead Salem State women's basketball team to their third consecutive win after they defeated the Falcons of Fitchburg State University by a score of 80-66. The Massachusetts State Collegiate Athletic Conference victory for the Vikings bumped their record to 12 wins and 12 losses overall in a 5-6 in conference action, while dropping the Falcons to 5 wins and 19 losses overall in a 2-9 in MASCAC play. Also, on Wednesday, February 14th, the Salem State men's basketball team found themselves back in the win column after Jaden Castillo and Michael Mackey combined for 42 points to lead their squad to a 93-62 victory over the Falcons of Fitchburg State University. The Vikings now improve their record to 12 wins and 11 losses in a 5-6 on the season, while the Falcons drop to 3 wins and 21 losses. Furthermore, on Thursday, February 15th, the Salem State men's ice hockey team lost to Worcester State University. Mikey Wilson scored twice and added 2 assists to give Worcester State a 5-2 win in Massachusetts State Collegiate Athletic Conference action over Salem State at Rockat Arena. On Saturday, February 17th, the Salem State women's basketball team lost to Westfield State with a final score of 95-67 at home in Tuig Gymnasium. Salem State Arnedia Gonzalez and Abuck Tang both record double-doubles, with Gonzalez grabbing 12 rebounds to go along with 18 points, and Tang notched 10 rebounds and 21 points in the effort. Also, on Saturday, February 17th, the Salem State men's basketball team lost to Westfield State at home in Tuig Gymnasium. Westfield State men's basketball player Juju Omid's 3-point play in the final 5 seconds of the game sealed Westfield State University's win by 86-85 over the Vikings. Mackey and Castillo led the Vikings with 31 points and 27 points respectively, while Castillo dished out 6 assists in the effort. The Massachusetts State Collegiate Athletic Conference victory for the Owls bumped them to 18 wins and 7 losses overall in a 9-3 in conference play, while it dropped the Vikings to 12 wins and 12 losses on the season in a 5-7 in MASCAC action. Before the game, the Vikings honored senior Jaden Castillo for his commitment and dedication to the program. Lastly, before the game on Saturday, February 17th, the Salem State men's ice hockey team honored seniors Aaron Mercer, Kevin Coyle, Eric Larson, Keegan O'Dougal, Dash Cortello, and Evan Crockett for their dedication and commitment to the program. Salem State men's ice hockey team ended up losing to Plymouth State with a final score of 5-2, ending their season short. Mercer made an impressive 54 saves out of 58 shots, while Anderson saved 25 out of 27 shots for the Vikings. Now it's time to discuss what games we should look out for this upcoming week. On Tuesday, February 20th, the Salem State women's basketball team will be taking on Worcester State in the Mascot Tournament quarterfinal game at 7 p.m. at 2A Gymnasium. The winner of the game will be moving on to the semifinals Thursday night. Admission is free, and all the fans are encouraged to wear orange in support of the Vikings. On Tuesday, February 20th, the men's basketball team will hit the road for their first round of the MASCAC postseason tournament against the MCLA Trailblazers at 6 p.m. Moving forward, on Saturday, February 24th, the Salem State men's baseball team will be taking on Gordon College at 12 p.m. at home for their first game of the season. Lastly, on Saturday, February 24th, the Salem State men's lacrosse team will hit the road for their first game of the season against the MCLA Trailblazers at 1 p.m. Good luck to all of our spring athletes beginning their season this upcoming week. Now it's time for us to announce the Athlete of the Week. Our Athlete of the Week for this week's podcast is sophomore Erdina Gonzalez. Gonzalez earned MASCAC Player of the Week after averaging her MASCAC best 18th double-double, averaging 19.5 points, 15 rebounds, 5 blocks, 3 steals, and 2.5 assists in a 1-on-1 week for the Vikings. Congratulations! This is a well-deserved honor that acknowledges your outstanding performance, dedication, and commitment to your sport. Thank you all for joining us on this week's podcast discussing this week in Viking sports. We hope to see you all on our next episode.